Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Hold on a minute. 1 second. Say that again. Pretend like you're doing that again.
That's my round sound effect.
Right. Okay,
I'm Double T Pungo in the WGN Newsroom, ready to join the conversation live, whatever story changes, on Chicago's very own 720 WGN.
You can't touch this.
I've got a white Corian sink, but there's that gray spidering.
You can't touch this.
A couple chipmunks get in my garage. I think they died.
The tenant allowed the dog to urinate on the wooden floor.
Break it down.
Oh, nice. Did you put that in the lease? Feel free to let the dog urinate inside the apartment.
Now back to Lou Manfredini.
Good morning, everybody. Enjoy the cornflakes.
And House Smarts Radio on the Voice of Chicago 720 WGN.
Wait.
Hammer time.
Huh? Come on. It's a classic, right? Dome T still. Oh, no. I took Dome T off. He's coming upstairs. I'm cleaning out. Hi, everybody. Lou Manfredini, House Smarts Radio on 720 WGN. This hour of the show is sponsored by Ace Hardware, PermaSeal Basement Systems, and by ChevyDriveChicago.com. 23 years on the radio, I never had this as a rejoiner open.
Break it down.
I'm taking, I have an old CD changer that was broken, and I had all these old CDs that I'm loading onto my iTunes account now so I can do it. And for some reason, I have a classic R&B CD that I don't even remember that I had. I got Funky Cole Medina. That's a good one. I got Hammer Time, DJ Jazz, the Fresh Prince, and DJ Jazzy Jeff. And so here I am driving around in my car listening to this. And I thought, this is so good.
With your windows down.
Windows down. Oh, it was Hammer Time. So welcome in. 312-981-7200 is our phone number. Good morning, Lindsay. We got people shifting around. I don't know if Joe's still there. Joe, you still there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Good morning, Joe. Where are you at, Joe?
I'm in Appleton, Wisconsin.
Oh, hey, listen.
Hey, love Appleton.
Yeah. I was just talking about Appleton, Wisconsin last night. Am I right about this? Didn't A-Rod play his minor league ball in Appleton? There's something about Appleton and A-Rod.
Right, yeah. They used to be the affiliate of the Seattle Mariners. Right now, they're the Milwaukee Brewers, but I know that they had a exhibition game where the Mariners actually came here to play the single-A affiliate. And yes, Alex Rodriguez was playing in that game. I think he was in the home run derby here.
Something like that.
David Ortiz played here as well.
I was, years ago, you know, I work with the fine folks at Ace Hardware, and you're not going to hear my horn today because they moved it.
Oh. Dogs so, all over will get
I know.
Sleep this morning.
And Ace used to do this program with Little League Baseball. And there's a Little League field up in Appleton, Wisconsin, where we did it was called New Faces for Helpful Places. That was the program. And we redid these Little League fields in Appleton, Wisconsin. And I was up there for a few days. It's a beautiful little town.
It is.
Yeah.
I love coming up here.
Yeah. Actually, our youngest son, Max, who is a thespian, the Lawrence University has a really well-regarded music conservatory and theater program up there. And my wife and Max are going to go up this summer to look at Lawrence because he's a senior in high school. For those of you that have listened to me forever, Max is my youngest son is 17 and 6'2". It's amazing.
Gentle giant.
He is a big gentle giant. So anyway, he is going to be up there looking at Lawrence. So yeah, it's a nice town. Let's go. When's the game today?
Tonight, yeah, 7:05. They actually they have a green and gold Packers softball charity event at the ballpark before our game. It used to be hosted by Jordy Nelson, but he is obviously no longer with the Packers.
I love Jordy Nelson.
So it's... Clay Matthews will be one of the captains.
Oh, very
for the
nice.
Game. And I'm looking now. Alex Rodriguez played here in 1994 with the Appleton Foxes, they were known at the time.
Hmm. What do you think about them trading Jordy Nelson? Let's switch to football. He was such a producer for them.
Yeah, we talked about it a few weeks ago. I mean, like you said, he's one of those guys in the Packers that you can actually root for. And I mean, now
good Kansas kid, right? Wasn't he from Kansas?
Mm-hmm,
and he and Rodgers seem to have a nice connection too. And let me tell you, that kid could run.
Yeah, and I mean, Aaron can't be too happy about that either. I mean, that had to have been one of his favorite targets.
Yeah.
I mean, now going with Oakland, so
and just like a good guy too. Like that's the kind of guy you want on your team, right?
I mean, yeah, especially that position too. That can just get the offense going and spark plug when you need a big play. And yeah, that's a tough loss.
Right. I hear you. All right. Well, hang in there, Joe. We'll talk to you a little bit later on this morning.
Sounds good.
7:18 in the morning. Our phone number is 312-981-7200. A couple things coming up. We're going to talk about a Noodaloo 2 today that is going to keep the hair out of your vanity drain as Lindsay's twisting her hair. And I met this guy at the International Hardware Show out in Las Vegas a few weeks ago. And then Kohler has a brand new toilet that is that cleans itself. And this morning on my New York show, I got a chance to actually already talk to their master plumber, Ed Del Grande. You're going to love this guy. He's full of personality. And
coffee.
And, well, I don't think he needs the coffee. I think he's just he's a master plumber that knows what he's talking about. My biggest thing when we're talking about toilets is when he's given me the list of the reasons why the toilet's good, I got to keep him from saying number two. Although I guess you could say number one, number two. I mean, then you go into it, right? So anyway, we'll talk to Ed Del Grande coming up a little bit later on this morning. And then because we're shifting gears here, actually, Domati Pongo is joining me in the. You're going to be with me all day today.
I am.
You're looking good.
Thank you.
Fly looking. Got your hat going.
Thank you.
Just camouflage. You can't even see him, can you? What? What? I know. It's my man crush on Domati. I know. I got a man crush on him. It's okay.
Good.
Right?
Domati.
Yeah.
Anyway, thank you.
Why
thank
don't you,
you
sit over here? Very no, okay.
Nice.
One of those mornings.
Have you been? Have you been over to the other building with the news?
I've seen it, but I haven't seen the newsroom yet.
And that I think after this weekend you guys will be there.
Yeah,
right?
I heard it's amazing. I'm a little nervous.
Yeah,
I'm a little nervous.
We're going to go on a little tour after. We're going to wait. Ferguson's off at noon today. Our engineer extraordinaire who helps us with all this stuff. So we're going to go over and take a look because. Because next week we're going to be there. I have not seen the building
at all.
I just want to orient myself so that next Saturday we're not just walking in going, where do we go? So
right.
So we'll see what happens.
Yeah.
We'll see what happens.
We should do this more often, though. This is fun.
I like this.
I like being able to see you.
Right. We should do back in the day when we were downstairs in the other studios. Where we are in these studios now, Lindsay's in another room in a producer's room where there's a large piece of glass. The newsroom used to be like this, where I would be in this studio and I could see you through the glass.
Right.
Obviously, if you're working on a story, you need silence or someone's on the air or whatever. And I really like that. I think the new studios are set up that way.
I think so. I think we can see one another.
Right.
Now.
So it's not the camera system, which I think just makes it's weird because it's radio, so you're listening to voices, but. When you're creating that and being able to see each other, look on a face and talk about stuff, if we're doing our jobs right, I think it's better radio when the people that are on the air have a way to look at each other.
Absolutely.
I think more so than through cameras. But, you know, times are changing. All good. 312-981-7200 is our phone number. Let's get a call in here real quick before. What are you doing? All right, well, let's do that real quick. Let's talk to Steve, who's in Huntley. Steve, you're on WGN. Good morning.
Well, good morning, Lou. Thank you for taking my call.
Yeah, how can I help you?
Well, my son and wife moved into a wonderful new house last weekend, and the basement seems a little damp. It's about 75% humidity. Now, the foundation was poured in early December at a good time, and the walls in January at a good time. So I'm wondering, should we put a dehumidifier down there, dry it out?
Oh, my gosh. What did you say the level of the humidity is?
About 70. 70
and it's on, 70. And it's an unfinished basement now?
Correct.
Okay. And are they using their AC?
Yes.
Okay. Brand new house, lots of moisture. There's a lot of moisture. And the, you know, the recent, you know, 3-4 days where we're in the 90s, that high humidity level, it is not uncommon that it can take a brand new house 6 to 8 months, even 9 months before it sort of tempers out for daily use. Does the home have any, in the basement, does it have any windows you can open up?
Yes.
Okay. Do you have windows that you can open up at one end of the basement and the other end where there's like a cross ventilation?
Well, kind of.
Okay. Here's what I would do. You can certainly do a dehumidifier, but it's going to be working its fanny off. Take a box fan. Go buy a $20 box fan at Ace. Put it in that window blowing out and open the other window at the other, you know, the other side of the room somewhere to start to move some air out of that basement until you get that the fan. Let it run 24 hours. It uses zero and hardly any energy whatsoever. And it'll help to temper that out there, and you can monitor the humidity level. And I bet in about 3 days, you're going to see a huge difference.
Oh, sounds good.
All right.
And then one other thing.
Sure.
The dryer vent that was put in was put low to the ground, and I think if there's anyone who could help the industry get that set up right, it's you. Because that vent should be... go from the floor up to the top of the dryer, right? That resets the vent box? Because there's no way to make that connection to the vent pipe.
The dryer is... So it's a gas dryer?
Yes.
And so your hose comes out, and it comes out of the foundation wall? Or does it... It has to come up, doesn't it?
Yes. And so the on the dryers now, it seems that they're all at the bottom of the dryer in the center. The 4-inch vent pipe.
Oh, right. Well, the reason is it a front loader?
Yes.
Right. So the reason is all the burners and the gas and everything are down below the drum.
Right.
And so because then they're using physics to have the heat rise and blow in, and so they're getting the radiant heat that comes off of the system as well to help the close. So the reason that vent's there, I mean. Sure, they could probably put the venting in the box itself to bring it out, but all the burner and everything that operates the dryer is down low, which is why the piping is there.
Well, the connection that the builder put in is at the floor, so there's no way to make that connection. You got this big 4-inch vent pipe that you have to connect to the dryer and then move the dryer back to the wall.
Oh, right. Well, they do make there is a connection system that in walls can go in walls, so you can go right up against the wall. There's also a metal rectangular connector where it's round at the bottom, goes into a rectangular fitting that is only about 2.5 inches wide, but it's about 2.5 inches deep and about 5 inches wide, then it comes up like a rectangle, then it transitions again to a round pipe so that you can get the dryer tighter to the wall. So that's something that you, as the dad, could probably install for someone, for your daughter, and get that dryer pushed back a little more, and you don't inhibit the ability of the dryer to push out the hot air because it's already, it's the same square inches of venting. It just transitions from different sizes so you can push it against the wall. Thanks so much for the phone call. 7:26 in the morning.
You're listening to Lou. That's right, that Fix-It Guy, right here on House Smarts Radio on the Voice of Chicago, 720 WGN.
Over the horizon, smooth sailing, these concrete seas. Now she headed east down.
Welcome back. House Smarts Radio on 720 WGN. 312-981-7200 is our phone number. That's the number that Bill called in Frankfurt. Hey, Bill, you're on WGN. Good morning.
Oh, good morning, Lou. I have received a garage door.
Hold on, I'm trying to take this music down. It won't come down.
And I need you to recommend somebody to install it for me.
Say that again now.
I have received a garage door opener as a gift.
Nice.
And I was hoping you'd recommend somebody to install it for me.
Oh, all right. Where are we going to find you a garage door opener? The biggest issue with most of these guys, if they put it in, they may not guarantee it since you have it as a gift.
Okay.
So you just got to know that, right?
Sure.
Where are you? In Frankfurt.
Mm-hmm.
All right. I'm going to send you to... the NARI website, NARI, nary.org. Nary.org. And you're going to plug in your zip code, and you're going to look for garage door installers, and then see if they'll come and install that door for you. There's another company out of the near O'Hare that may help you too, called Consolidated Door, and they may do it as well. But a lot of times they don't like installing stuff that you supply. They may install it, but just say, you know, if it breaks, like the motor breaks, they're not going to guarantee it. You just need to know that.
Right.
Right.
Okay. What was that second one again, Lou?
Consolidated Door.
Okay.
Plural. Doors. Consolidated Doors. And they're near O'Hare Airport, so I think that's a... They may have a 630 phone number. You can call them as well. Used to do business with them years ago. 312-981-7200 is our phone number. This is Carol in the North Burbs. Hey, Carol, you're on WGN. Good morning.
Good morning, Lou. I have a question about soundproofing windows. We live about a block from 294, and our master bedroom is level. And we have existing Marvin soundproofing window, and I have a custom-made drapes with triple layer insulation. But sometimes in the middle of the night, the traffic is right next to you.
Yeah.
And it's casement windows.
Okay. And you, for the most part, keep those windows closed?
Always.
Always. Okay. I recently saw there's a new company that makes interior storm windows,
which we already have.
Oh,
there's another window that's magnetic, a pane that attaches inside the window.
Okay. So, yeah. What, when I'm on the outside of your house, if I'm next to the house where these windows are, tell me about the landscaping. What do you got there?
There's a small berm, a couple of trees on the berm. But this is going through the second floor.
You're on the second floor.
Yeah, the master bedroom.
Right. But what I'm saying is, based on what you're doing with the windows and all the heavy drapes, there's nothing else you're going to do other than like a white noise machine. Have you tried that?
That's what I thought.
Yeah. So you could try that. But then you could do on that side, depending on the landscaping, like a wall of arborvitae.
Mm-hmm.
So if you were to buy some arborvitae, which is a nice screening evergreen that grows pretty quickly, you literally, when they come in, would create a barrier, a natural green barrier that would help to absorb some of that sound, even on the second floor.
What about, remember the rolling shutters? But we have a mansard roof.
Well, the rolling shutters could be fitted into that. I mean, it'd be one other barrier, but it would be pitch black when you roll those down. And if a hurricane ever came through, you'd be the house that everybody would go to.
So just besides shrubbery and white noise.
I mean, based on everything you're telling me, you got the soundproof Marvin windows, you've got the interior magnetic glass, and heavy drapes.
Custom made.
I don't know that that there's anything else that's going to have a dramatic effect to lessen that noise if you're that close there. The additional landscaping will help, and a white noise machine. I got to tell you, we featured one a while ago. Lindsay, I didn't realize, uses one with her girls all the time. And we started using one at a second home that we have because a lot of people stay up late. And, you know, if I can make it past 9:30, it's amazing. Mm-hmm. And I turn that thing on, and it's amazing how it drowns out the other noise.
Well, that's good. I already told my husband that.
Yeah. What was, hold on a second. Hey, Lindsay. It's called a Lectrofan. Lectrofan. And they make a plug-in one. This is the one we're using, and it works really well.
Okay, thanks a lot.
You got it. I appreciate you calling this morning. 7:45 in the morning. Lou Manfredini here with House Smarts Radio. We'll be right back. Welcome back, House Smarts Radio, with me, Lou Manfredini. All right, I was at the International Hardware Show, and I'm going around the new products area where they've got these small inventors who who invent this stuff. They have no money, and they come up with this idea, and they have a whole area. And I love to promote the little guys, which, by the way, we didn't talk about this in New York. So Mike Jakubowski, my Mike Jakubowski, and Carly Callens, my Carly. So Mike Jakubowski is my best friend. Carly is like my niece, okay?
Is she iCarly or Mike?
She's not our Car. She's my Carly, iCarly? Not iCarly. They invented a new product. So are you, have you ever longboarded? Do you know what a longboard is?
Yeah.
Yeah. Domati, longboard?
Not even sure what it is.
No, it's like a big, it's a.
It's like surfing.
No, no, no. Okay. It's a skateboard. You see these kids walking around with the big long boards?
Yeah, yeah.
Well, you can't bring them in anywhere. You know what I mean? Like you can't, they don't, you know, like if you go someplace, you got to carry them with you all the time. If you're going to a meeting, you see like people in suits coming to work on a longboard. So Carly and Mike, my Carly and my Mike, invented this new product to help you lock your longboard to a bike rack. And it is integrated into your board. So you take off the front wheels. You know what that's called? The truck.
D-wheeling?
No.
I have no idea.
It's called the truck. Mm. So you take off the front truck, and then you put on the, what's it called? Go to my Facebook page. Now I should know this. Well, I'm not even doing this. Wait, hold on. Hold on. I got it. Skate lock. Skate. Oh. So you take off the truck.
Okay.
And you mount the new lock, which is called, stay with me. Hold, please. One moment. Working. Here it is. It's called the Skate Keeper. Okay? And the Skate Keeper, you put it, their website is lockyourboard.com.
Wait a minute, they just invented this?
Well, they've been working on it, but I have been, you know how hard it is.
Why are we not new to Lutuing this?
Well, we will. And soon it'll be available at Ace Hardware stores that we know. But they're just launching this thing. But Carly put the Facebook post on it, and so now do you know how hard it's been for me to keep my mouth shut? I've known about this thing for like a year.
Awesome.
Right? And they've been waiting for the trademark and whatever. So if you're a longboarder, I know that on this show we got a lot of people that love the longboard. Right? Rosemary and Ginger, they're all over it. They're all over doing the longboards. But they have children and grandkids mm-hmm. that do the longboard. And if you're someone that goes to work in a longboard, you can't lock it anywhere. You go up, you watch the video, it's super. Mike, who's Mr. Industrial Arts, created this whole thing. You unclip it. It's almost like, you know what it looks like? Because he's a carpenter. Mm-hmm. The carpenter had the old wooden ruler, the fold-out ruler. Mm-hmm. Okay, do you know what I'm talking about? Mm-hmm. So that nests and lives on the bottom of your longboard. Mm. And then when you go to lock it, you have one key. You go around the bike lock, go off and do your thing. Right?
You know, I had a longboard once.
No, you didn't.
Yes, I did. When I moved to LA.
Yeah.
After college.
Right.
I really wanted a longboard, so this like guy came and like helped me pick one out.
Right.
And it was expensive. Really cool. I did a good investment, and I went down to the beach, and I would try longboarding all the time, and I took the biggest digger of my entire life right in front of this like patio restaurant, which was so embarrassing. Everybody had to get out and come out and help me, and I was too proud to like.
Right.
Of course, so I'm like, I'm fine, and I kept boarding down, and I looked down like a half mile, and my whole legs were covered. And I mean, I must have looked like a victim of something.
Oh my gosh!
Longboarding. Wow. Victim of longboarding.
Still have the longboard?
No, and I wish I did.
Well, now if you go and buy one, you can lock it up.
Because I needed money.
Right. I understand.
But I'm so bummed.
Lockyourboard.com, and I have it up on my Facebook page. I posted it up
Good
there.
For them.
My Mike, my Carly. I'm taking full credit. I have nothing to do with this other than their my Mike and my Carly. Go to lockyourboard.com. What does Steve Cochran say when you buy a book? Buy two, you might lose one. Well, you won't because you'll be able to lock it. Okay, well, now let's get back to our Noodaloo 2. This is the Stopper Buddy. Your hair is falling out. You get hair in the drain, and it's driving you crazy. This guy invented a way for you to quickly clean it and have it running. Listen up.
Are you tired of your bathroom sink stopping up? Do you enjoy paying for those expensive plumber service calls? Do you relish the thought of touching those gross, greasy, slimy, stinky hair clogs?
Gross!
Ugh. Well, kiss all of that gone and check out our new Tulu 2 this week, the Stopper Buddy. The Stopper Buddy is simple technology that works continuously all the time. How it works is you remove your original bathroom sink stopper, discard it, then drop in the Stopper Buddy, a universal fit bathroom sink pop-up stopper with a patented filter system that stops the hair, dirt, soap buildup, and your rings from going down your drains, resulting in clogged drain pipes. Competitors have a basket filter you have to replace often, making it kind of expensive over time, not eco-friendly, and less effective as the Stopper Buddy system. With the Stopper Buddy, you just pull out, unscrew the three parts, and rinse, then screw it back together and drop it back in the drain. That's it. Four words. Pull, unscrew, rinse, and drop. Go to thestopperbuddy.com for a quick video showing the simple installation and performance. The Stopper Buddy goes for $12.95, and they offer a 100% money-back guarantee if you're not satisfied. I'll post a link and all this information up on Lou's Facebook page, so if you're ready to stop dealing with those hairballs down your sink, check it out. That's this week's new Toulouse 2.
You know, our longboard lock thing, which is not our is not the thing we're talking about in our Noodaloo 2, but it would work on regular skateboards too. You just got to take your truck off. I knew that it was called a truck before. No one had to tell me that. I just knew that like a year ago. Because when Mike was talking to me about it, I go, so wait, do you just take the truck off? And he looked at me and goes, how do you know that? My Mike, my Carly. I have nothing to do with it other than they're my Mike and my Carly. What are we talking about? The Stopper Buddy? It's a stopper for your vanity. I'm holding it in my hand. It's a little plastic. It looks like a little barrel, and it has little slits in it. And you take your stopper out. You remove the ring that it normally holds on there. And this is going to catch all the hair. And here's the thing that's the secret sauce. The actual top of it, the chrome top, is adjustable so that you can adjust it because the drop of the drain is different for everybody. So that when you put this on top of the stem that makes it go up and down, when it closes it and you want the sink to hold water, you can adjust it so it fits perfectly so that if you're going to fill the sink to shave or do whatever, you can do that. Then when it's like, oh, why is that working out? You pull this out. You probably put a glove on. I mean, I wouldn't, but you know, and you take the gooky mooky stuff off there, throw it in the garbage can, and then put it right back in
place. There's something gratifying about pulling that stuff out, isn't it?
It's a little weird, yeah.
But it's just like, ugh, I feel clean. I feel lighter in my loafers.
Well, I think that it's probably one thing to know that it's your hair, but if you're doing it for other people,
that's
kind of gross. You know, I own a rental property, and so I still kind of go over there and pitter-patter and putter, and I have a bunch of young ladies that live there, and so clogs in the drains happens a lot. And so then I go there, and I'm clearing the drain every now and then. And,
I mean, it is a problem.
And you're pulling out other people's hair, right?
But it is a problem. I mean, it is
That's my love-hate with plumbing. I love plumbing. I love the whole concept of indoor plumbing, like how it works. I think it's the coolest thing. But plumbers that you hire to come do that maintenance work, it's gross work. And you have to be a certain kind of person to be able to go, I'm going to go clear your toilet. Right?
Yep.
And I'm going to charge you $150 to do it. And you're going to smile the whole time. Because it's not because you didn't have to do it. Right? That's what I would say.
And now back to my dad, Lou Manfredini, on House Smarts Radio on Chicago's very own 720 WGN.
This hour of House Smarts Radio is sponsored by Espoma Organic Potting Soils, by wetandforget.com, and by Fox Home Center. 312-981-7200 is our phone number. Let's get back to your phone calls right now. This is Cliff in Des Plaines. Hey, Cliff, you're on WGN.
Good morning, Lou.
How can I help you, sir?
Last winter we had a lot of ice damming on our four-bedroom colonial. There's a 412 roof on there, gable end roof. And went up into the attic and discovered that the two bath vents, or three, were venting into the attic.
Okay.
So now those are all piped outside, coming out the gable ends. And the soffit venting was very limited. There was a lot of insulation that had migrated into there. into the soffits. So we did continuous soffit vents in there, so soffits are free-flowing nicely coming up. But we need to increase the ridge venting. And I've had probably six roofers look at this job. Several of them are not proponents of the continuous ridge vents, like the shingle vent 2 is one popular one. The other one is GAF Snow Country. A lot of guys just want to load it up with
mushroom
static vents on the roof. Yeah, but, you know, to get the proper NFA in that roof, you're going to need like 12 or 15 mushroom vents, whereas the continuous ridge vents, they have a much higher NFA. I think it's like 18 NFA per foot. What's your personal opinion on continuous ridge vents in this part of the country where you have a lot of snow?
I have zero problem with a continuous ridge vent, and I'm so surprised that they're giving you a hassle. You know, one of the kind of the original vent was the Cobra vent. And that's essentially, you know, it's an expanded
vent.
Yeah, it's like a giant sponge, mm-hmm. and they shingle right over the top of it, so you don't even know it's there. As long as they cut back that ridge, and you know, you're going to probably end up with on the sheeting on the top of that, you're going to end up with about an inch and a half to 2 inch cut back from the peak on both sides.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That is more than enough ventilation in there. And based on everything else that you've done, Cliff, the attic you're talking about is in an unused attic. It's just insulation.
That's correct.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And what kind of insulation do you have up there? Like, how thick are you when you go up and you poke your head up there? Are you seeing the ceiling joist, or you have, you know, 18 inches or
no,
so?
We're shooting for, like, R50 value when we're done. So, yeah, it's been well insulated. I mean, there was blown in on top, and underneath that is fiberglass bat.
Yeah.
Some of it has vapor barrier, some it doesn't. But when we're all done, I think we're going to be shooting for, like, an R50.
And you're going to put in insulation baffles so that the continuous soffit vents continue to breathe up that roof line.
Yeah, we put the insulation chutes on all the soffit ends.
I don't know why they put the ridge vent on exactly how I just described it, and you're perfectly fine. I mean, if you want, you know, you could certainly put in if you have two gable vents like that, I mean, you could swap out, you could put a gable vent in the back end of the house and put a fan in there if you wanted to, or you could put a roof fan in there and put an attic fan to pull out the air. But I think if you, based on everything you just described, and you probably solved the problem just with the venting from the bathrooms, because that was probably the culprit in the whole thing, everything else you described, you're going to be absolutely fine.
Second question is, of course, we had all that warm, moist air blowing up there in the winter and not going anywhere, so we have this, like, black, the roof sheathing is turned black, and you can see, they call it, it's like a black mold. It's not specifically that dangerous, but.
Correct.
So I'm probably going to have to pull a lot of that sheathing out and redo it also.
Or you can kill it if you don't care about the view of it. If you just used a product like Fogu Mold or Concrobium Mold Control, either one of those, and you sprayed it, it will kill that mold down to the roots. And it'll remove some of the staining. It might not remove it all, but it'll be dead.
Okay, so what about when you go to sell the house and an inspector goes up there?
Well,
is he going to say, oh, are you guys, it might have a moisture problem up there?
Well, I mean, so I think that if you tried the cleaner, okay, if it were me, before you do all this insulation, I'd spray some of that Concrobium or the Fogu Mold, let it sit there, do its job. So this is the way with both those products. You spray it, you let it dry. Then you come back with a stiff brush and you brush off what you can, and then you spray it again to treat it, and that'll remove a bunch of the staining. And you're gonna see where you're at. You might not get it all, but you might get most of it. And and the fact is that, you know, obviously all this work that you did, you can certainly, when you go to sell, describe all of this and also say, you know, the people at Healthful Home make that 5-minute mold test that you can test it to make sure that it's dead, that there's no issue there, and prove to them that there's no problem.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know that I would go the route of replacing all that sheathing.
Yeah, some of that sheathing needs to be pulled up because the edges are curling where they butt together. So I know some of it has to come up.
Okay.
But as far as the ridge vents and the soffit vents, they tell you not to mix like ridge vents and gable end vents and static vents because they say it can short circuit the flow from the soffits to the ridge.
I completely disagree. There is no such thing, this is my opinion, there is no such thing as too much ventilation in an attic. And I don't care where it is, okay? It all works on barometric pressure, right? And so the whole idea is that there's physics involved inside of there. Your roof is hot. Your attic space will always be hotter than everything else. And physics is that hot air rises, period, the end.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so all these, you know, experts that are saying, well, you know, it's got to be this way, it's got to be that way, I disagree. You can put as many vents, I don't care if you put vents high, low, sideways, whatever.
All right, so in the winter, if this continuous ridge vent did get iced over, say we hit, you know, we get some weather here, would it hurt to have a backup electric vent on the roof, so if the humidity, with a humidistat on it, so if the humidity did it climb
wouldn't
up
buy,
there,
wouldn't
that hurt?
Well, you could just put it up there permanently with both a humidistat and a thermostat, so it would work both ways, and so it would just operate independently. And then, you know, people say, oh, you can't do a fan if you do the vents. Not true, in my opinion. So it sounds like you're going down the right path, and I think you're going to be just fine. Thanks so much for the phone call. I just want to move on to some other folks here. 312-981-7200 is the phone number, and this is Roger in Orland Park. Hey, Roger, you're on WGN. Good morning.
Good morning, Will. How are you doing,
sir? I'm great. How can I help you?
Yeah, I had an electric garage door installed, and they somehow assumed that there was an outlet, a connection there, but there isn't. And
you mean up in the ceiling?
In the garage itself. They put an extension cord, and then they ran it over to a power surge and plugged it in that way. Is that safe, or do I need an electrician?
Okay, wait. So your garage, is it a detached garage?
No, it's attached to the house.
And there's no electricity in the garage?
Well, there is, but there's not a electrical box like that. You plug the
garage door opener in the ceiling. Normally, in a garage, if you have an electric garage door opener, there would be a ceiling-mounted receptacle up in the ceiling of the garage where you would just plug in the unit.
Yeah, but no, this one doesn't.
Okay.
No, they had to get an extension cord, like I said, and then run it down the wall of the garage and then down to a power surge and then plug it into an outlet that's in the garage.
I understand. Now, is your garage ceiling, when I'm in your garage, is it drywalled or is it open?
It's open. It's open up to the roof.
It's open
to
the roof.
There's no ceiling in it.
Yeah. So, I mean, is it safe? Sure. Is it preferred? No. I mean, a garage door opener doesn't really draw a lot. That extension cord is perfectly capable of feeding that. But if it were me and it were my house, I would have an electrician come from that electrical receptacle that you have now and run a pipe. Since it's all open, it would be very simple to do, and run a pipe over right to where the opener is and put a receptacle right there, so you can just eliminate the extension cord and plug in the opener right to the plug.
Right. Would you know of someone that could do this?
You're way down in Orland Park. I do have an electrician on the north side. I don't know that it'll go all the way to Orland Park. How about this? Go to the NARI website, NARI.org. That's National Association of the Remodeling Industry, NARI.org. Plug in your zip code, search electricians, and you'll find somebody out there to do that. It's not going to be super expensive, and it'll be a quick job. They'll do it right away. Appreciate the phone call. It's 8:20 in the morning. We'll be right back.
Most people love the weekends. A little R&R, time with the family, maybe some celebrating. Unless you have a to-do list around the house a mile long.
When do I need to?
I don't know what to do.
Hey, you only know what you know. And what you don't know, maybe Lou does.
I'm not that smart, but I'm no dummy.
Give him a call with any of your home improvement questions. Now back to Lou Manfredini and House Smarts Radio.
I'm only one call away. I'll be there to save the day.
Welcome back. House Smarts Radio with me, Lou Manfredini.
I'm only one call.
312-981-7200 is our phone number. We were filming some new episodes of House Smarts, and I was at the chalet nursery. You're not going to hear my horn because they packed it already. So I'm sorry about that. But and Lindsay and Sydney stopped by when we were filming there. It's a beautiful, I mean, it's amazing, right? But did you know that the chalet has been in business there for 101 years?
Really?
Isn't that crazy?
I mean, it's not a surprise. That place is truly
So the thing is, I kind of, you know, I grew up in Highwood Highland Park. And my father, when he immigrated to the United States with my mother back in the 50s, he worked at Manoni Maconi, which is a material yard. And the guy that was then the president of the company lived over by the chalet. And I can remember as a little kid going there, and the chalet had a restaurant. That chalet building, they moved that there, and it was a restaurant. And they used to sell sailboats. Okay, so that whole parking lot that's on Lake and Skokie there, Lindsay, in the winter was filled with sailboats. It was the weirdest thing
really?
As a kid. Huh. I never understood that, but they had sailboats. Hmm. Anyway, they couldn't have been nicer.
Yeah.
They were very nice. The showroom is beautiful. They do a whole pet thing in there. Really nice pet department there.
I wanted to buy everything. I mean, every aisle I went down, I'm like, this is...
And the flowers are super well taken care of. So I'm in there, and we're getting ready to film a scene, and there's tons of people. I mean, it's like... It was like Great America. There were so many people buying plants, right?
Yeah.
And so, you know, when you're filming, you got to kind of wait for people to walk by or whatever, you know. Or what I really get a kick out of, you got all these lights in the camera, and they just kind of walk, and they're standing right there, and they're like paying zero attention that there's these big, why are there these big bright lights out in the garden center?
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden they go, I didn't even see you. Ooh. I'm like, you're literally standing on top of me.
It's because there's so much else to look at.
And it was very nice. A lot of people recognized me and said hello, which is very nice. And while I was there, guess who I run into? She says to me, Lou?
Oh.
I go, yeah. She goes, I recognize your voice. Dick Hochschild, the guy from American Weathermakers, his wife, who's on the commercials.
How funny.
Isn't that funny? She was buying some plants.
Did you fall in love with her?
I said, are you hot? She goes, it is warm. I go, call Dick. He'll cool you off. 312-981-7200 is our phone number. Bob's in Palatine. Bob, you're on WGN. Good morning.
Good morning, sir. Hey, I know a while back you had a company on there that restored double pane glass in windows and doors.
Oh, yeah. So we interviewed them. Again, I have zero connection to this company, but they seem to be the only one in the Chicagoland area that's doing this where they'll take the fog out of your glass, like your patio furniture and stuff. It's called Apex Window Service.
All right.
And I think they're based in... I think they're Chicago. I've seen their trucks going around. But again, I have no... We interviewed them. I got no connection to this company. They're in Elk Grove Village, Lindsay says. Apex Window Service out of Elk Grove Village, and I've heard from listeners where they come in and they, you know, if you got the fog in the glass, and they'll come out and they have some procedure where they, I would imagine they kind of drill it and do some kind of vacuuming and then sealing it. It's kind of a cool idea, I don't know how long it lasts, but people have said the results have been pretty cool. So check that out. We'll be right back.
Hi, we're the Sons Manfredini, Max
and Quinn.
Now back to the big guy, our dad, Lou Manfredini, and House Smarts Radio.
Thank you, boys. 8:38 in the morning. What if you could buy a toilet that would clean itself? Would you use something like that? Imagine you just do your business, and every time you flush, it cleans the toilet. Well, so much so these days, everybody thinks innovation has to be Wi-Fi enabled. I think they have toilets that are Wi-Fi enabled, too. But we have one I don't think that's connected to the Wi-Fi, which I think would kind of scare me. Joining me on the phone line, I spoke to Ed this morning on our New York show, Ed Del Grande. He's Kohler's master plumber. Ed, thanks so much for joining us on House Smarts Radio in Chicago. Good morning.
Oh, are you kidding me, Lou? This is my pleasure. We got exciting news from Kohler, and I enjoyed talking to you. So I can't wait to tell the listeners about this new cleaning system.
All right. So Kohler has been around a long time. They make a lot of terrific plumbing products, and now they have created something that is not only functional, but has a, well, it has a, an added benefit keeping the toilet clean. Tell us a little bit about it.
Well, yeah, it's our new Corbel toilet, and it's got what's called Revolution 360 flushing, which basically is like a mini cyclone in your toilet, so it really gives a good scrubbing flush. But the new thing is called Continuous Clean, and Lou, it's built right in at the factory, so it gives you full warranties even though you're using cleaning products, and it automatically cleans the toilet with every flush.
One of the benefits of this toilet is it's built into the right into the fill valve, so the water that comes into the tank goes through cleaning tabs. But you're not, Kohler's not saying, hey, you got to use our cleaning tabs. We're going to make this whatever you like to use, you can use.
Absolutely, and this is the beauty of this product. You can use your famous. You can use the famous cleaning tablets you see on the market and your favorite cleaning tabs that you see on the market. But the big thing is you won't overuse them. And that's the problem that a lot of homeowners do is they put in too much cleaning solution. So you just load up the special compartment in the continuous clean tank compartment there, and it automatically dispenses the correct amount of cleaning fluid. So you're going to get a protected toilet, and you're going to get a clean toilet.
Wow. And as far as it's a standard toilet, right? So this is there's nothing as far as the body of the toilet that's any different than mounting a regular toilet. It's just that if you wanted to have this continuous flush, where the continuous clean rather, you could replace an existing toilet. It isn't something that has to be with new construction, right?
Right. It installs, as a master plumber, I can tell you, there's no difference with the installation. So there's not going to be any surprises when you go to install this toilet. But the Corbel toilet is a special toilet. It's high efficiency, so it's going to save you a lot of water. Plus, it's got that Revolution 360 flood that comes through the rim, and it goes so fast and so furious to clean it up that it really just gives a good wash. And you got the continuous clean. So it's not a normal setup. This is a trifecta of toilet technology all into this Kohler toilet.
One other question. Well, I got a couple other questions. But do they offer it in a comfort height size?
The Corbel does have a nice comfort height level on it. And it also has the smooth sides, which is called a skirted side on the toilet. So there's no nooks and crannies. So not only is it going to clean the water as it flushes, but it's easy to keep clean itself
on the outside as well. What's the cost of this? What's the list price on this product?
This product, the list price is $670, but that's the whole shebang. So when you add everything up, you got a lot of bang for the buck. And because the automatic cleaning fluid that goes through it is your own fluid, it's not going to void any warranties with the toilet. So use your favorite tablets, and the Kohler system will dispense it in the right amounts. So this product is completely covered. So you're not going to be stressing out your toilet, which can happen when you overuse cleaning chemicals.
Nobody wants a toilet that's stressed out, right, Ed?
No, a toilet is a place, as a plumber I can tell you, where you should relieve all the stress in your body and really be able to relax. So this is going to be a stress-free toilet. You don't have to do anything, and that's the beauty. Forget about it for up to a year. It's going to use the chemicals in a good way, so it's going to be efficient with it, and it's battery-operated that'll last a year as well. So you really just set it and forget it.
That's awesome. You can find more information at Kohler.com. Ed Del Grande, Kohler's master plumber, talking to us about the continuous clean toilet system that's in the new Kohler Corbel toilet. Ed, it's nice to speak with you again. Have a wonderful weekend.
You too, Lou. Thank you very much. And it was nice to spread the word that anyone now could have a clean toilet with no work.
You're listening to House Smarts Radio with me, Lou Manfredini. We'll be right back.
Drop it like it's hot. Drop it like it's hot. Drop it like it's hot.
Or there's a hole in your roof.
Drop it like it's hot. Drop it like it's hot. Drop it like it's hot.
Or your pipes are a banging.
Drop it like it's hot. Drop it like it's hot. Drop it like it's hot.
Just call Lou.
Now back to House Smarts Radio on 720 WGN.
Welcome back. You just don't hear this kind of radio up and down the dial. You go to these other stations, you're not going to hear this. Well, there are other stations that play this, but they're not helping you with home improvement.
I'm not going to teach you how to get your toilet to clean itself.
Exactly, like Ed Del Grande. Come on. We should all be in that good of a mood at 8:45 in the morning. Welcome back to House Smarts Radio with me, Lou Manfredini. 312-981-7200 is our phone number. Let's talk to Ed, who's in... Where are you, Ed?
I am in Posen, which is on the far south side.
Oh, Posen. I don't think I've ever been to Posen. What's near Posen?
Alsip.
Oh, all right. So I've been to Alsip. What's the motto of the town? Is it a village of Posen?
Yes, it's a village.
What's the motto of the village of Posen?
I have no idea.
That's a funny motto. I live in Posen. I have no idea. The land of I have no idea. How can I help you, sir?
We have a house that was built in the 1950s, and it's all plaster.
Okay.
Right? And we had a new roof put on, and we had a water damage coming from the chimney area. And we had a roofing contractor come out and found out that part of the problem was the water was getting through the capstone of the chimney and was leaking down the walls of the chimney and then leaking into our living room. And water staining and creating puddles in our carpet on our floor.
Wow.
Well, they solved the problem, and with the last rains we had, we haven't had any moisture, but now we have stained plaster in the ceiling. So my question is do I have to cut all that plaster out and then replaster it, or do I repair it with drywall, or what is the best solution to take care of the damage to the plaster?
In other words, are chunks missing, or has it bubbled, or you know, like if you go and tap it with the you know butt end of a screwdriver, does it start to fall apart?
Yeah, I would guess like the first layer has come off.
Yeah,
about an 18-inch square.
But then does the scratch coat that's underneath there, is that still there and solid?
Somewhat.
Okay. And this home that you live in, Ed, do you know that if those exterior walls have insulation in them?
Does old newspaper count?
Well, it does count. Yeah. That's probably what it is, right?
Yeah. Well, when we redid the bathroom and put in a new tub surround, then we found newspaper in the walls. So, and the exterior wall. So I'm assuming that's probably what's in the rest of the house.
Okay, so, I mean, in a perfect world, you'd fix it with plaster so everything would match. But right. You probably do need to open that area up a little bit, because I'm worried that if there's any kind of insulation back there, that can be harboring like a mildew and mold issue. So I'd want to fix that. So, there are still very good plasterers in the area. It's just difficult to find them. You could fix it with drywall, and you could blend it all in. But a plaster fix to keep it consistent, I think, will look the best. There is there's this council called the National Plasterers Council, and you could contact them and find one of their members, a plasterer in your area, to see if they could come out and give you an estimate. You have a pen or a pencil?
Yeah, I'm writing it down.
847-416-7272.
Okay.
And that's the National Plasterers Council. If you give them a call, they should be able to get you somebody that can come out and fix it. I appreciate the phone call. Just moving on here to Teresa, who's in Oak Park. Hi, Teresa. You're on WGN. Good morning.
Hi, good morning. I have a couple of questions to ask you. Number one, we have a condo I live in, and it's real high. We're trying to get the gutters cleaned and put new soffits in, but every company we seem doesn't want to do it because they say it's too high.
How high is high? How many stories?
Three on each side.
Hmm. So we're trying to clean the gutters and then put new soffits in?
Yeah, we have soffits that are coming down.
Okay. And but you don't need to replace the gutters?
No.
Okay. Have you contacted Rogers Roofing?
Rogers Roofing, no.
No? Okay, so that would be one to contact. You could also contact Belden Leaf Guard because they offer offer siding work as well and soffit work. You could contact them.
What was their name?
Belden, B-E-L-D-O-N.
Roofing.
Belden Leaf Guard, 800-4 Belden.
Okay.
All right. And those are two companies that you could certainly count. And then the other thing is there's a National Roofing Council, the NRCA, NRCA.net, the National Roofing Contractors Association. And there you can get a list of really good contractors to work in your area as well. 312-981-7200 is our phone number. One more quick call here before we take a break. This is Joyce in Rolling Meadows. Hi, Joyce. You're on WGN.
Good morning.
Morning.
I have a tankless water heater, and I've had it for the last 4 years I've lived in my house. And it goes out quite often. And what happens is it throws different error codes, and I'll go downstairs, and it'll be leaking. And on the internet, it tells me to unplug it and plug it back in. And I do that, and it clears the error code, and it also clears the leak. And I have no explanation for that.
What's the brand?
Navien.
Navien?
Navien, yes.
Yeah. And was it installed by a professional?
Yes, it was installed in 2011,
okay.
And I've lived in the house for 5 years.
Okay.
And it's gone out every year that I've been there.
When you say it goes out, in other words, like in the middle of a shower, it goes out?
Well, when you put the water on, you don't get hot water.
Okay.
And I'll go downstairs and it will be blinking and it'll have an error code on.
Right, right, right. So you probably need to, you probably have to have that thing serviced. And these tankless units, especially the earlier ones, have a little bit of a problem with this. They have motherboards on them. The leaks could be a flow valve that is stuck open. But if it's leaking inside the tank, you worry about that damaging some of the electronics, which could be why you're getting these repeated error codes.
Mm-hmm.
The Navien is sold wholesale by a company called Midwest Industries. And you could contact them to find a service rep or go to their website, Navien's website, to see if there's a service tech you can have come out and take a look at it. There's probably going to be a charge, but the thing is, sooner or later, if that thing keeps leaking, you're going to damage that motherboard, and it's going to cost you even more to fix. And more importantly, you're going to be in the middle of a shower that's hot, and then it's going to turn cold, and you're not going to be happy. So I would definitely get that thing serviced by a technician to make sure that all the parts and pieces are right, and a lot of that stuff's all plug and play, like fixing a computer, and they can do that pretty quickly for you. There is some service that has to happen with these on-demand water heaters where they should be flushed. Depending on where you live with the quality of water, it's not a bad idea to have that done. The system has to be set up the right way to allow you to do that, but it's the kind of thing that needs to be done so you really get the benefit of these water heaters long term. I'm still a fan of them, but there's a little bit of a learning curve in understanding how they all work. Appreciate the phone call. It's 8:56 in the morning. We'll be right back.
Now back to your host, your go-to handyman, Lou Manfredini, on Chicago's very own 720 WGN. Get a trumpet speaker.
312-981-7200 is our phone number. Bill's in Johnsburg. Hey, Bill, you're on WGN. Good morning.
Yeah, Lou, I got a quick question for you.
Yes, sir.
Got a clogged drain tile. Goes under a concrete pad. I have an arborvitae growing right next to it, and it's full of roots. Someone told me to put root killer down there, but I think that's going to harm the bushes, no?
Well, it's not going to harm the bushes, but the drain tile, how deep is the drain? Is this the drain tile in your basement or drain tile from your downspout?
Yeah, it's a downspout. It goes under a concrete pad that has a hot tub sitting on it, and I have a arborvitae privacy hedge on one side. So I was wondering, could I rod that thing out, or is the rodder just going to shred the plastic pipe?
Well, the rodder could shred the pipe, but you could try, if you used a smaller rod, like on the end of a hand rod, you know, like a sink rod, because that'll go like 25 feet or so. Problem is, it doesn't really have a cutting wheel on the end, but it might break up some of there. If you use something like copper sulfate or like some type of root treatment that you go in there, it shouldn't hurt the arborvitae. The tail end of those roots, it'll damage, you know, it'll do its job, but it won't hurt the arborvitae. The rest of the roots will pull enough from it.
Yeah, that's what I was concerned about.
Right.
So, I always thought that arborvitae were delicate.
Well, I mean, I haven't found that to be the case. What they don't like is when you get a lot of snow piled up on them in the wintertime. But, I mean, if you tried rotting it out, if you're going to use something with a cutting wheel, you can get a cutting wheel attachment for a hand rotter for something you're using. That way you're not, like, going at it with an electric motor to tear it apart. I think that would be the best bet to try and clear that out. Probably is just full of leaves, quite frankly. Thanks so much for the phone call.
You're tuned in to House Smarts Radio and Lou Manfredini on the Voice of Chicago, 720 WGN.
9:10 in the morning. Welcome back. This hour of House Smarts Radio, sponsored by Rogers Roofing and by Ace Hardware. 312-981-7200 is our phone number. Go back to the phone lines here. Actually, this is kind of a sweet thing. We got a call earlier this morning. What a nice compliment. The lady does not want to talk on the phone, but we have a listener who is in the hospital, unfortunately, and she called Lindsay and said she didn't have a radio and she doesn't have a smartphone, and she wanted to listen to the show because she never misses House Smarts Radio. And so she's been on hold for an hour, listening on the phone line in the hospital bed. That is one of the sweetest, nicest compliments I've probably ever had in my life. Right? That's really sweet. So, Karen, I know you don't want to talk, but I hope you feel better. I hope it all goes well for you. And thank you so much for listening every Saturday morning. Here's Teresa in Oak Park. Teresa, you're on WGN. Good morning.
Good morning. I had just talked to you about the roofing problem, and I also had another question. We have a front step, a stoop that's got a big crack in it. Who do you recommend to repair that?
When you say it's a big crack, like it's separating or it's...
Yeah, it's separating.
That your stoop needs to be lifted up?
No. The cement is cracked. It's just got a big crack going through it.
Yeah, that's going to be a tough one to come. I mean, if it's just a question of filling a crack, how deep and how wide?
Hairline, but it's going all the way across.
Yeah. I mean, there's... I got to be honest with you. No one's going to come out and do that crack fill. I mean, you could get a handyman service that could fill in some patch for you, but mm-hmm. that's something you could easily do yourself. Mm-hmm. How old is the stoop?
Oh, over 100.
Oh, wow. And you said hairline crack?
It's separating more and more now. It's
an eighth of an inch, a quarter of an inch, a 16th of an inch?
About a quarter.
Okay. This is what I would do. I'd go to the hardware store, and I would buy a tube of gray caulk. I'm assuming it's kind of a grayish color.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And I would take that caulk tube. It's an acrylic, gray, concrete-looking caulk tube, and just fill that crack in, and then take a little putty knife and spread it all out, and then kind of brush over it with a nylon brush, and just do that.
Okay. My other question is, we have vines growing on the side of the building. Some of them are dead. Some of them are alive. Is there anybody who can take those down? I'm getting ants in my place. That's why our biggest concern.
How tall is the building?
three stories on each side. Oh, but wow. Only on the one side.
It's only, and it goes up three stories?
Pretty much.
Wow. I mean, it's kind of a, it would probably be like a siding and roofing contractor that may come take a look at it. What is the exterior of the building? Is it brick or sided?
Brick.
Okay. That's kind of a benefit. But, I mean, they would have to set up ladders to pull all that stuff down for you and then kill the plants underneath it. Mm-hmm. You know, that's something, again, it's kind of a specialty thing. You mm-hmm. might be able to get somebody like a Rogers Roofing to come out and do that kind of work.
So the same people that were going to do the gutters. Okay.
Yeah. So, I mean, I would probably contact them and see if they could come out and help you with that as well. Appreciate the phone call. Let's talk with Tom and Bartlett. Tom, you're on WGN. Good morning.
Thanks, Lou. Got a question for you about hardwood floors. We're looking to have our hardwood floors refinished. And while visiting my brother-in-law in Texas, they had theirs done. And the folks that did the resurfacing or restaining, before they stained them, they scraped the floor. And it kind of gave it a...
hand-scraped look.
Yes.
Right.
We're having a hard time trying to find somebody that can scrape the floor before they stain and finish it. Have any
really?
Recommendations?
Boy, I would think that most of the guys out, that's a big trend right now, that hand-scraped look. It gives it more of a textured look.
Right.
There's a lot of people that are doing that. Where are you? You're in Bartlett?
Bartlett.
Yeah. Hang on a second. I'll get you the name of somebody you can contact. So don't go anywhere. We'll get you that in a second. Here's Dan in Burlington. Dan, you're on WGN. Good morning.
Good morning, Lou. I have a quick question. I have a frost-free hose bib on the patio of my house, and when I turn it on, I have the hose hooked up tightly to it. It's leaking, and I'm wondering what I'm looking at to replace that or repair it. My concern is that the feeding pipe, the pipe that leads to the hose bib, is inside a basement wall.
Right.
So I can't. So
is
wondering
that,
what
wait, is that is the, is that wait is that where the leak is, or it's leaking on the outside?
On the outside.
Oh, okay.
As far as I can tell.
As far as you can tell.
I've repeatedly looked on the inside and I can't see anything.
Okay. So here's what I would do. Do you have a way to shut that water off to that frost-proof bib on the inside, or no?
Yes, I do.
Okay. So shut that off. Okay. And, well, here, let's let's think about this. Well, okay, shut that off. Take the hose off. Take that when you take the hose off, there's a nut that's hole under the stem. There's a nut that holds that stem in place.
Okay.
You know what I'm talking about?
Well, there's on the inside of the
No, this is all on the outside. When you have the handle that you're turning the faucet on and off.
Yeah.
There's a stem that's connected to, right? That goes in. And under that handle, you may have to take the handle off. So there's a screw that loosens the handle. But then they'll be left with a little stem sticking out. And there's a nut that holds that stem in place.
Okay.
You're going to take a wrench and you're going to loosen that nut. Now, this is why the water has to be off. Because if you don't turn the water off, you're going to get a face full of water.
I understand.
You're going to loosen that nut, and you're going to pull, and you're going to unscrew that stem, and you're going to take the whole thing out. You're going to go to the hardware store and say, I need a new washer on this nut, and I need a new washer on the valve seat on the other end.
Okay, so it's a long rod, a foot long or so?
It could be a foot long, sure. There's different sizes, but
okay. You
also want the washer that's on that nut that you just loosened.
Okay.
Capiche? Then you're gonna put it all back on while you're at the hardware store. Ask them to give you a cap that you can put on the end of that hose. Actually, no. Just keep the hose on there because the hose, if you got a sprayer on the end of the hose.
Right.
Okay. Put the hose back on. Turn the water on. It shouldn't be leaking anymore on the outside. With the water on, now if you go in the basement, you can put your ear against the wall. And hopefully you don't hear any water. If you do, then we got to replace the whole. Then that pipe could be cracked inside.
Yeah.
But it sounds like it's just that valve seat washer on the nut, and since you're going to pull it all apart, replace both washers, put it all back on, you're good to go.
Thanks very much.
You're welcome very much. I appreciate you calling this morning.
Back to your host of House Smarts Radio, Lou Manfredini, on the Voice of Chicago, 720 WGN.
Welcome back. 312-981-7200 is our phone number. Sonia is in Niles. Hi, Sonia. You're on WGN.
Hi. I'm so happy I reached you.
Yeah, me too. How can I help you?
You know, my central air went in the hottest days, and I've been having people out giving me all kinds of information. I need to find out what is the best type of central air to get and a good company that can install it.
Well, okay, so it's a loaded question as far as what's the best, right? I mean, in my opinion, the major brands that make the equipment all make good stuff, okay? So when you talk to the person that installs Carrier, they're going to tell you that Carrier is the best. And when you talk to the people that install Train, they're going to tell you Train is the best. And the Lennox people are going to tell you the same. All those brands, Lennox, Train, Carrier, Rheem, the units are really good. It's the people that install it that is the biggest issue there. You know, one of the major problems with the newer equipment versus your old home is that for this stuff to work really well, it's all about airflow. And so older homes have smaller ductwork. The newer systems work at a little bit higher speeds. And so having someone know how to size the thing properly is key. Now, you're in Niles, and so you have a couple choices. You can call our friends over at American Weathermakers, okay?
Okay.
You can also contact Dykstra Home Solutions. Nope.
How
yes.
do you spell them? D-Y.
Dykstra Home K. Solutions.
Dykstra Home, okay.
D-Y-K-S-K.
D-Y, I was trying to mouth it to you, and then I confused you. D-Y-K-S-T-R-A.
Okay. Thank
All right.
You.
Or American Weathermakers too. Call both of those. They both sell different pieces of equipment, and then you decide who you want to work with. Either one. I have zero problem recommending either one of those people to you.
Okay. And the SEER rating, the minimum should be 13 or 14.
Yeah, I believe the minimum now might be 14. And you know, here's the thing. If you're someone that uses your air conditioning a lot, okay, like if you're, you know, I've got a good friend of mine who has terrible allergies in the summer, and I mean, their air conditioner is on, I mean, I think they turn the thing on in March, and they probably turn it off in October. So that SEER rating, that seasonal energy efficiency rating, the higher that number, the better. And if you use it a lot, that's really critical. If you're like, hey, I only put it on when it's, you know, over 80 degrees or whatever, and it's only a few times a year, or, you know, a couple weeks at a time I run it, then that 14 is certainly enough for you. If you pay up for a higher SEER level, it's just all about that you pay a little more, but, you know, long term, when it's well maintained, it'll pay you back.
Okay.
That makes sense?
Thank you very much. Yeah, thanks.
Welcome,
a lot.
Sonia. I appreciate you calling this morning. Thanks so much. 312-981-7200 is the phone number. Bennett is in Fontana. Hi, Bennett. You're on WGN. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you today?
I'm good. What's going on?
We have a composite wood deck that has five stairs leading down to another deck, and it's a real trip and fall hazard for somebody who's going down the stairs not to see the stair in front of them. And so in the past, we've purchased a product made by 3M, sold at our local hardware store, that, you know, just as it adheres to the edge of the stairs. And we find that product just doesn't last but maybe 12 or 18 months before it starts peeling up and having to be removed. And we're wondering if there's a product that you might recommend that looks nice that we can, because we, you know, use the deck and guests are over. But if there's a product that you recommend that'll...
Are you driving right now?
Yes, sir.
I'm writing down.
Who's that I'm writing right down? The love of your life?
You got it.
Okay, love of my life. love of his life. Well, you could be the love of my life too. Handyramp.com. H-A-N-D-I ramp.com. They sell these aluminum treads that come in different colors. And you're going to take this tread, it's an aluminum tread in different widths, and you're going to screw it into your composite decking on that tread, and it's the last time you're going to do this.
That's great.
Oh, that'll be perfect.
I've used it on a front porch at a rental property that I have now for years. It's been down, and it's a wide set of stairs that gets slippery, and now it is a zero issue. And if you want, like what I did, I mean, you may not want this on your deck, but you know, if it's a brown color, you can do the brown on the main steps, but on that top step, you could do a different color to accentuate that that's the top. So, like, if you wanted to do a yellow or a white or something like that, it's pre-painted and coated on there, and it works really well. So, if you go to handyramp.com, it'll work really well for you. Appreciate the phone call.
Have a question about your home for Lou? Good thing you're tuned in to House Smarts Radio. Now back to your host, Lou Manfredini, on the Voice of Chicago 720 WGN.
Are you playing that music Runaway because you want to run away? Is that what it is? Is that like a metaphor? You just want to run away?
Why?
I don't know. I don't know. 312-981-7200 is our phone number. Welcome back. House Smarts Radio with me, Lou Manfredini. Carrie's in Sycamore. Hi, Carrie. You're on WGN. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, Lou. I've got a really, really old concrete patio. I don't know how old it is. My house was built in 1896. I don't think it's original, but it doesn't look like real regular concrete. It's not, like, uniform. It's, you know, you can see the big chunks of stone and rock in it.
Oh, it's like an exposed aggregate?
Yeah, exactly.
So it's consistent. You see the stone throughout the whole thing.
Throughout the whole thing, right. And it's gradually, you know, you can see it wearing away. When we moved in 6 years ago, I pressure washed it, which it needed. However, you know, you could see, you know, you were blowing away parts of the surface.
Right.
So my question is, Mrs. Carey would like to put down just, you know, it's about, I would say it's probably 20 by 10 maybe, or maybe a little bit bigger. So it's not huge space we're talking about. But she would like to just, you know, put down a new...
Indiana utility is moving
forward.
Hold on a second.
You want me to turn that off? Where does that? Hold on. Right there. Go ahead. That's all right. Say that again.
Mrs. Carey would like to just put down a nice new, you know, concrete patio out there. It's not that big. It's probably about 20 by 10, maybe
right.
A little bit big. The problem is, I like the way it looks, and when you buy a house this old, that's the cool part of it, right? But the other problem is, it's everything around it would be really problematic to put in a new patio. There's a really old limestone small retaining wall, like maybe 2 feet tall, mm-hmm. that moss grows on. We'd have to pull out. Right next to that is a wooden structure that there's really old grapes growing on, and the main trunk of them comes up right next to the patio. So it would really be a problem to put down a new patio. So my question is there any kind of product I could put down to basically preserve it for as long as I can and stop the erosion and stop, you know.
Okay. So the goal is, you want to keep the exposed aggregate. Your wife wants a new patio. Does she hate the exposed aggregate, or does she what does she want?
She's afraid that it's going to deteriorate very quickly. I would like to preserve it as it is as long as I can.
Okay.
And I think she would be cool with that.
Okay. All right. And so this is not what it's designed to. Well, okay. You got a couple ways to go here. Basically, what I want you to do is I want you to grout it. Okay?
Oh, okay.
Like you're going to grout tile, but this is going to be a little tricky. And you're going to use this product. And I think I want you to have a conversation with this company to see if it's possible. A while ago, we had a sponsor of a product called TintCrete. T-I-N-T, Crete. TintCrete.com is their website. And they make this concrete top coat that is amazing. And it they got it outside in a in their warehouse area where they drive forklifts out all over the time, and it's been there for 8 years with forklifts over the top of it, and it looks like the day they put it down, other than it's dirty.
Okay.
And so I think you could buy some of this TintCrete and a grout float and a sponge.
Yeah.
And with a lot of work and some knee pads and a lot of sweat, you could grout over the top of this, then wipe it away with a sponge gently so that you're leaving the TintCrete in between the aggregate, but just exposing enough of it, and it will bond with the old concrete there, and I think you could get away with this. If nothing else, it's worth a try, Kerry.
Sure.
And if a year from now it doesn't look good, well, then you have to address what the next step is for all this. But I bet it would work. So I would go to their website. I would contact them and say, hey, I was talking with Lou. He was giving you a free plug, and he thinks I could do this with this product. What do you think?
No, it sounds like a good it sounds like a good plan. And I just redid my tile myself in my kitchen. So, yeah, grouting is not a problem for me. So, yeah, that sounds like a good plan.
But ultimately, Kerry, what do we know the key to happiness is?
Happy wife, happy life.
All right. Thank you very much. I'll talk to you later. It's 8:40 in the morning. A what? Was I talking about my skinny jeans? Joe on the south side's calling. Hi, Joe.
Yes, sir. I have a tip for you. It's called, they're called Diamond Gusset. That's the name of the company. They're in Bon Aqua, Tennessee. And I have three pairs of them. One I've had for 3 years, and they wear like iron. There's a gusset in the crotch, and they're cut so they fit well, and they last forever. I also have a pair for my motorcycle. They're called Defender jeans. They have Kelvin sewn into the knees and in the seat area because they take a lot of abuse there.
Right. Well, thank you very much, Joe. I like that I'm getting fashion tips now on House Smarts Radio. That's good. That's very nice. I was talking about that I'm wearing skinny jeans. I'm not wearing skinny jeans. This is not a man that would ever be wearing skinny jeans ever. But thank you very much. I appreciate it. It's 9:42 in the morning. We'll be right back.
Hey, we've all got our areas of expertise. Lou's area just happens to be your house.
I've been listening to you for a few months now, trying to catch you saying something not quite right, but you got it all going on.
Now back to Lou Manfredini and House Smarts Radio on the Voice of Chicago, 720 WGN. Never
thought. Welcome back, 9:47 in the morning. House Smarts Radio with me, Lou Manfredini. 312-981-7200 is our phone number. Joe's in Berwyn. Hey, Joe, you're on WGN. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, Lou. How you doing?
I'm good, sir.
Greetings from the Dan Ryan.
Oh, there you go. Hands on the wheel, my friend. How can I help you?
Oh, yeah. Listen, we got a double compartment sink in Berwyn. These are old buildings, as you know. The sink is, what it does is, it's free. The drains are free. They're not clogged, but there's always this odor that keeps coming up over time. Yeah. So what we do, we try not to let any food get down there. We do all the best we can. I've even put bleach down there. But I tell you, like 2 or 3 days later, the smell's bad.
Okay, here's what I want you to do. I want you to go to the hardware store, and I want you to buy a tube brush.
Okay.
Okay? It's a yellow brush, and you know how on your drain you got that crisscross in there?
Yeah.
You're going to take this tube brush, and it will fit in between that crisscross. You know, you got four little spots, and you're going to take this brush, and you're going to shove it down inside there, and you're going to take a little pine saw, and you're going to pour it over the top, and you are going to scrub the side walls of the drain above the trap. Your odor is coming from around there, and you're going to go inside each one of those crisscrossy areas and scrub it. You're going to see all kinds of gunk, and it'll kind of flick around a little bit, so be careful that you keep the brush inside there. Scrub it really well, and then rinse it out, and the odor should be a thing of the past.
Okay.
Got it?
Okay, great.
All right, my friend, drive carefully. I appreciate you calling this morning. 312-981-7200. This is Chris in Sterling. Hey, Chris, you're on WGN. Good morning.
Good morning. My question is, we just tore out three large bushes from the front of our house. Now I have some holes, a lot of loose dirt, and a lot of rocks from old landscaping. Can I use those rocks to fill in the holes, or do I have to take the rocks out and get all new dirt for that?
Well, what do you want to grow there?
I'd rather just grow grass.
Oh, okay, yeah, sure. So you can put the rocks back in the hole and then put topsoil over the top of all that. Here's the thing. When you put the topsoil on there, you want at least a couple inches of depth of topsoil. And those rocks, when you put the topsoil on, it's gonna collapse a little bit until it gets firms up. So buy a few bags of topsoil, put it on there, water it so it kind of compacts a little bit, right? Then put more topsoil in there, kind of overfill it just a little bit, and then put your grass seed, a little bit of peat moss over there, and over the top of that, and water it on a regular basis. In a couple of weeks, you should have grass.
That should come up in it. And my concern would be water coming in the front of the house. We've never had a problem before, but with that loose dirt, would that they'll take care of the water problem, any water problem too?
I don't think you'll. I mean, you've never had any water before?
No. But
when it had the bushes there?
No. Uh-uh.
No, I don't think that'll be a problem.
All right, great.
You got it. I appreciate you calling this morning. 312-981-7200. One more. All right, I'll take Kathleen in Naperville. Kathleen, you're on WGN. Good morning.
Hi, Lou. I have a garage floor in dire need of rehab. My husband had a car there that leaked oil for like some time, probably for the past year or two. And now we want to get the house ready for sale. So how do I know you mentioned something about like a scrubber and different color pads or something years ago.
The oil leak was forever? Like it leaked for a long time?
It was a car that was parked there for, 2 years
or
whatever.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So, and we had pads, and we would like swap out the pads and that, but not a perfect solution.
All right. Okay, and overall, what's the condition of the garage floor?
Oh, it's in great shape, except for this one big ugly stain.
Okay. All right, so here's what I want you to do. If you rent a floor scrubber...
Okay.
All right. And a big Scotch-Brite pad, and you clear everything out of the garage. On that oil stain, I want you to take some powdered Tide.
Okay.
And put it on there, and then put a little warm water, and then take that floor scrubber and really work it up there and scrub away. And then you can actually use the powdered Tide if you want on the rest of the floor too, and scrub. It's going to break up that oil, and that's as good as it's going to get. And once you rinse it all out and give it all the residue, and you clean it all up, then you take a look and say, that doesn't look so bad. It's a garage, right? It's not like you're trying to eat sandwiches on the floor.
Right.
And so if it looks decent, then you're good to go. If you want to really spruce it up a little bit, then you can use one of these epoxy kits. Is it a two-car or one-car garage?
Three-car.
Oh, hello. Three-car garage. So you could do the epoxy coating. You're going to need three kits, okay? And you're going to put them all in a five-gallon bucket, mix them all together, and paint the floor. It'll look really nice.
Okay. The Scotch-Brite pads, I remember before you mentioned about certain colors. What am I going to use?
Well, for your floor, you're going to use a green one. Because when you go to rent this thing, it's going to cost you, $40 to rent the thing. And they're going to sell you the pad. So you rent the machine, you buy the pad. Just get a green one because you're going to scrub the concrete like crazy. And the Tide, you could use Tide, or you could use the OxyClean powder, which is another one that'll break up. We're looking for something to break up the oil. And that's where the Tide, powdered Tide comes in. The one thing with the powdered Tide, I wonder if I want you to do that now, now that I'm thinking about this. I'm going to change my mind.
What about Dawn?
Too many suds.
Okay.
Well, you're going to work it up too many suds. So actually, I changed my mind. I want you to use, I'm gonna completely change my mind. I want you to buy a gallon of a cleaner called Challenger. And that's full strength with the scrubber. Make sure you're wearing boots and you got eye protection because stuff's going to fly around. And scrub away, and good luck with your sale of your home. I appreciate you calling this morning. 9:54 in the morning. You're listening to House Smarts Radio with me, Lou Manfredini. We'll be right back.
Happy trails to you.
Time for Lou's last call. You got a little sad? Oh, because it's like a happy trails to the building. I don't have the same thing about that. Josh is in Joliet. Hey, Josh, you're on WGN. Good morning.
Morning. I have a question. Real quick. When my grandmother's electric kicks on, it's pulling her electric down. A guy came and installed three trip switches. Do you think he installed too many? Because what would cause that to happen?
What is pulling your electric down?
The air conditioner. When it kicks on, it pulls my grandmother's electric down.
When you say it pulls it down, you mean it is. It's like causing a dip in the electricity, or it kills the electricity?
It's like causing like a dip.
A dip.
Yeah.
And this is in the same house we're talking about.
It's at my grandmother's house. This is her
air conditioner at her house.
Yes.
When the condensing unit kicks on, there's like a dip in the electric.
Right.
Okay. So, I mean, when something like that occurs, we got to make sure that the breaker that's feeding that is properly sized. If it's an older unit, sometimes that draw, there's a lot of capacitors and whatnot in there. That compressor could be drawing too much, and that's something you probably need an electrician to look at to make sure that it's all sized properly. An HVAC contractor usually can take a look at that as well, but a licensed electrician, Josh, would be somebody that I would have come out and make sure the load is correct, okay? Thanks so much for the phone call. Just bumping up against time here. Thank you so much for listening, by the way. Lindsay, thanks for producing. Ferguson did yeoman's work today because we've got half studios here. We had Domati sitting in here, so there was a lot of work to do. So thank you so much. And Joe Brand, who's on the road, thanks for doing sports, and Domati for doing news. John Williams, I think, is standing by.
I am.
Last week, I was I did my show from a remote location.
I know.
And I got together with a bunch of people for dinner that night, and all of them said to me, so what did John need the bolt cutters for?
You should see the looks you get when you're walking through downtown Chicago.
And you haven't told me. Well, tell us now. And I go, well, he didn't tell me. He wouldn't tell me.
Fire engine red bolt cutters.
Yeah, right. Wondering what kind of fence you're breaking into. Did you break into a fence so you could park your car for free?
Nope.
Are you going to tell me what the bolt cutters are for?
I'm embarrassed about it.
Well, but come on. I mean,
remember when I went to your hardware store and bought those locks so that I could lock up all of the stuff on my
patio,
because we were moving things off the patio. They had to go in a neighbor's backyard.
We made a cable for you.
And then I bought some really sturdy deadbolts from you.
Locks. And you lost the key.
Yeah.
Hey, locks are on sale.
You can win a 2018 Chevy Silverado.
Wait. I have one quick question. I haven't been over to the new place. We're going to go tour it at noon.
It's fantastic.
Domati tells me, and I don't understand why. Uh-huh. We have showers?
We have a unisex shower with two stalls. It's amazing.
Okay. In the realm of the whole what's going on with the Harvey Weinstein and the showering, who approved that at HR?
Well, I'll tell you what, you are the only person to go there, Lou. Well, I think all of us said, hey, if I jog to work or ride my bike, if we go for a swim downtown on the lake, we could just come back here, shower up, be good to go.
I just don't think that is a good, it's not, that's what it's for? Like, if you ride to work, you can shower at work?
Or maybe there's an industrial accident? I don't know, but...
Like I need to wash my eyes out because I was using a Bunsen burner?
What if that happens? So we now have a fantastic shower. It has one door. You can lock it from the inside. So if you're in there, Lou, and you're afraid that somebody's going to come in, just lock the door and you're good to go.
Right.
Which, by the way, is a new feature.
Say that again?
Which, by the way, is a new feature. That lock wasn't there when I first visited.
Well, yeah. They said, well, if we're going to have a shower, it better have a lock on it.
Okay. I'm done talking to you guys. I got a big show to do.
Goodbye.
Hey, Lou.
Yeah.
Thanks for lending me those giant bolt cutters.
You're welcome.
They worked really well. As I trimmed away $8 and then $8.